You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Next week, the scouting combine. The week after that, free agency. We're headed into a busy time of the NFL calendar for the Broncos and the rest of the 31 teams. I'm Andrew Mason here at the UC Health Training Center. Thanks, as always, for joining me. And this is the last mailbag before we go to Indianapolis for the combine. We'll talk to you there. But for now, let's look at free agency. First question from Lawrence Jordan. What are the deepest positions in free agency, and what are the worst ones? Well, for the deepest position, you start at a position that's not a need for the Broncos. That's cornerback. They're pretty well set there. Of course, one of the guys who will be an unrestricted free agent if the Broncos don't re-sign him by the start of the new league year is Kayvon Webster. And he may opt to go someplace where he has a chance for more playing time than he would have in Denver. Edge rusher, another key area. DeMarcus Ware, he's still unsigned. He's due to hit free agency, but a very deep group topped, you know, by guys like Chandler Jones of Arizona in particular, but certainly DeMarcus Ware, if the Broncos can't re-sign him, there'll be some interest. Also look at guard and wide receiver. Now, guard is a position of need for the Broncos. Wouldn't surprise me if they look there. Guys like Cincinnati's Kevin Zeitler, Green Bay's TJ Lang, Dallas's Ronald Leary, those are players that could be on the radar. And wide receiver is also a position of depth in free agency, but that's a position every year. Now, some of the lesser positions. Let's start with offensive tackle. Very slim pickings there. You know, the Jets cut Ryan Clady. He's been injured most of the last few years, but he may get some interest simply because of the paucity of offensive tackles on the market. Andrew Whitworth of Cincinnati, I think he's the best guy on the market. He's 35 years old, yes, but can clearly still play for a team that's in a championship window. You can get a year or two out of him. Other positions that aren't deep, though, inside linebacker, tight end, and quarterback. Quarterback is, you know, you go to Kirk Cousins there if the Redskins don't franchise him. Gets pretty slim after that. Martellus Bennett leads the class at tight end, but if you're looking for a tight end and you don't get Martellus Bennett, the draft offers quite a few options. So, yeah, there are some positions good, some positions that are bad, and you can see on the offensive line, guard looks great, tackle, not so much. Just the way it is in this year's market. Our next question from Luke NO asking, what will it finally take for Randy Gradishar to be elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame? His credentials are beyond reproach. Well, the only way it's going to happen is via the Seniors Committee. And they've reevaluated quite a few players over the years. Floyd Little is in the Hall of Fame because he went through the Seniors Committee. So there's an opening there. I think a big key is going to be changing some national perceptions about Randy Gradishar. There's a perception, fair or unfair, among some voters that the Broncos defense basically funneled plays to him and he was just in the right spot and made the tackles. There's even the perception that the Broncos fudged the numbers, and anyone who makes that perception, be happy to have you talk with Joe Collier, who was, you know, one of the guys that was there. He was the defensive coordinator, and he knew what the numbers were, and his response to that has always been, what? Are they saying we're lying when we came up with those numbers? So I think the numbers are pretty legitimate, but maybe to prove his case, something detailed is going to have to be done. I could see maybe the best way to go about it is simply find a way to get all the film of Randy Gradishar from 1974 to 1983. Go back through it. This would be a painstaking process, and that's the part that could preclude it. Who has time to go through 10 years of game film? But if it can be done, go through the game film and do a tackle count, tackles and assists. And I think you'll probably end up finding out that the numbers that the Broncos have that are in the media guides, they're very close to what you'd get out of the film. And if that happens, certainly I think there'd be an unassailable case for Randy Gradishar for the Hall of Fame. I think the other baffling thing, you look at the Orange Crush, great defense for a long time, one of the hallmark defenses of league history, certainly. Didn't win a Super Bowl, but was one of the better defenses for a sustained period in NFL history. No Hall of Fame representation at this point. That's got to change sometime. Randy Gradishar and I think Louis Wright's a possibility as well, but it'd be nice to be talking about them coming out of the Seniors Committee at some point in the next few years. Thanks for your questions, and if you want in on next week's mailbag, which will come to you from the Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag, or find me on Twitter. I'm @MaceDenver. Please use the hashtag AskMace. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.